Welcome to 365 Blessings, a devotional series for one and all. I'm Dr. John Centurion, and here's a blessing for you. The following night, the Lord stood near Paul and said, "Take courage. As you have testified about me in Jerusalem, so you must also testify in Rome." Acts chapter 23, verse 11. A promise to the apostle that his ministry is not yet over and that he has to testify about Jesus in Rome. God spoke to the apostle not vaguely but specifically. It was not something said haphazardly but pinpointing a place where God would take him to, come what may. In the very next verses we read of a plan by the Jews to kill him. But since God had given him the promise, could anyone kill him? The next morning the Jews formed a conspiracy and bound themselves with an oath not to eat or drink until they had killed Paul. More than 40 men were involved in this plot. Acts chapter 23 verses 12-13. God foiled their plans. Later on in chapter 25, we read of another plan to kill Paul. They urgently requested Festus as a favor to them to have Paul transferred to Jerusalem, for they were preparing an ambush to kill him along the way. Acts chapter 25 verse 3. God did not allow it to happen. Traveling to Italy later, the ship that Paul traveled by was hit by a violent storm. Before very long, a wind of hurricane force called the Northeaster swept down from the island. The ship was caught by the storm and could not head into the wind. So we gave way to it and were driven along. Acts 27 verse 14 and 15. God protected Paul because of his promise and plan. He landed upon an island called Malta where God had a ministry for him to do. 3 months later, he traveled again and finally landed in Rome. Luke the physician writes, "When we got to Rome, Paul was allowed to live by himself with a soldier to guard him." Acts chapter 28 verse 16. The book of Acts ends with these verses. For 2 whole years, Paul stayed there in his own rented house and welcomed all who came to see him. Boldly and without hindrance, he preached the kingdom of God and taught about the Lord Jesus Christ. Acts chapter 28, verses 30 and 31. God is faithful. He will foil every plan the enemy brings against the promise that he has given you. If he has promised you something, he will definitely bring it to pass. Just walk with him. I hope this message was a blessing to your life. I am Dr. John Centurion. You can visit my website jesuschrist.co.in and my blog blessed2009.com for more spiritual resources. Do send me an email if you have any prayer requests. My email address is johnson3570@gmail.com. May God bless you.